Bringing home a new puppy is such an exciting time, those tiny paws, the playful zoomies, the cuddly naps. But as much joy as they bring, it's also a big transition for both of you. The first 4 weeks are all about helping your puppy settle in, feel safe, and start learning how to live in your world. Week 1. Getting settled. Your puppy has just left everything familiar behind, litter mates, mom, and maybe even a long car or plane ride. So, your main job this first week is to keep things calm and predictable. Set up a cozy space just for them, a crate or pen works great, with a comfy bed and toys. Let them explore at their own pace. Stick to a consistent routine, same meal times, potty breaks, naps, and bedtime each day. This gives your puppy a sense of safety and helps them learn what to expect. Take them outside often, after eating, playing, sleeping, so they can learn where to go potty. When they get it right, celebrate like they just won the lottery. Enthusiastic praise and a treat go a long way. Keep visitors and excitement to a minimum this week. Your puppy needs time to bond with you and settle in before being introduced to new people, places, or pets. Week 2. Building confidence. By the second week, your puppy is likely feeling more at home and starting to explore. This is a great time to gently introduce new experiences. Expose them to everyday household sounds, such as the doorbell, the vacuum or washing machine, while offering treats and praise to build positive associations. Start introducing everyday objects such as hats, umbrellas, or rolling suitcases. Let your pup investigate at their own pace and reward curiosity. You can also begin gentle handling. Touch their paws, ears, or brush them briefly with a soft mitt. These simple routines build trust and prepare them for grooming and vet visits. Leash introduction should be light and playful. Let your puppy wear their collar or harness for short periods indoors, then clip on the leash for short periods. Week 3. Training begins. Now that you've built some trust, you can begin teaching a few simple cues such as, sit, look at me, or, touch. Keep training sessions short and fun, just a few minutes at a time, and use plenty of praise and rewards. Crate training and short periods of alone time should continue, too. Try stepping out of the room for just a minute and come back before they get stressed. It's a simple way to show them that being alone is okay, and that you'll come back. Little by little, it helps them feel more secure and less anxious when you're not around. Week 4. Exploring the world. At this point, your pup is gaining confidence and probably showing more of their personality. You can start introducing them to new places, maybe a quiet park, a short car ride, or a calm visit with a friend's dog, if your pup is already vaccinated. Always keep experiences positive. Most of all, enjoy this time. The first month is full of learning curves, laughs, and love. With patience, kindness, and consistency, you're building the foundation for a happy, trusting relationship that will last a lifetime.